HSN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Economist Davi Ruert says it's not the government's role to create jobs. South Africa's youth remain vulnerable, with unemployment increasing by 87,000 to 4.7 million in the fourth quarter of last year. Job creation has been the common theme of election manifestos ahead of next month's polls. Ruert says real job creation can only happen when the private sector is in a position to actively employ more people as the economy grows.
What politicians need to do is to create an environment where the private sector can grow the economy, and then jobs will be the result as well. So jobs should never, ever be the objective. The objective must always be economic growth, and then jobs will happen. So that's the right approach. But of course, we know politicians don't want to be elected. They're not really interested in job creation.
There's a search for the gunmen who shot and killed three people in Inanda. One person survived this morning's attack in Ntlungwane.
The man, believed to be in his early 40s, and a 24-year-old woman were found lying on the road with multiple gunshot wounds and were declared dead at the scene. Few meters away from the first crime scene, another body of a man, believed to be 50 years old, was found inside his cottage room, also with gunshot wounds. His neighbor was also shot at but survived unharmed.
KZN SAPS's Robert Netsiunda says the assailants got away in a stolen minibus.
The same suspects are believed to have continued to the cottages down the road, where they shot the third victim and took original keys before driving off with the minibus taxi. The minibus taxi was found abandoned in the Ntuzuma area.
A fire has broken out at one of Denmark's best-known landmarks. The blaze at the 17th-century former stock exchange in Copenhagen has toppled the historic building's spire. It collapsed into the roof, engulfed in flames. The Borsen building, one of the Danish capital's oldest, has been undergoing renovation. And down south in Greece, the Olympic flame has been lit at Olympia. Due to the cloudy weather, Greek actresses in the role of ancient priestesses used a flame lit in a rehearsal yesterday in the 2,600-year-old temple of Hera. It got the torch relay for the Summer Games in Paris underway. Greece's 2020 Olympic rowing champion, Stefanos Tsitsipas, was the first relay runner. The Games are 101 days away. Here at home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for central and western interior of KZN for severe thunderstorms. Durban, a high of 25, Pietermaritzburg, 24, Richards Bay, 28. The top story, economist Davi Ruert says it's not the government's role to create jobs. South Africa's youth remain vulnerable, with unemployment increasing by 87,000 to 4.7 million in the fourth quarter of last year. You can go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.